Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Today, Keith Braveheart is conducting a segment of his Buffalo Nation Community Arts Project at Racing Magpie. It will include a community conversation and hands-on art making that implements active listening and encourages inclusiveness through a method of story sharing that nurtures trust. Keith Braveheart stopped by the studio yesterday to give us a preview. Here he is.
So this project, it's my hope to really spark some community engaged initiatives across our state, and maybe that can grow across our region. And my effort is being put into this project that's called the Buffalo Nation Creating Community. And it really stems back to my time at USD, studying community-based arts, studying public art, studying, you know, what could also be called social practice. There's this whole field for people who are looking at working with community and how we can implement art into that kind of thinking and revolving around, you know, that practice of life. And I think for Native people, we've always had that strong connection when we start to really think about, well, what is our art? And I have a strong belief and philosophy that I really try to make a strong point about, is that our art isn't separate from culture. Our art isn't separate from life. Our art isn't even separate from spirituality. These things all merge together, and you can look at that, and then you can start to create some sort of critical thought, thinking, okay, well, why is that so? How can art be viewed then? And a lot of the time, it lets you see that art exists beyond an object. Art can be many, many different things. It could be quilt making with purpose. It can be creating a really wonderful garden. It could be story, you know, sharing an oral tradition. It could be teaching your relatives their language. I don't know. It could be all these different things. And that's what I'm hoping to show within community engaged approach as well too. So the project itself is starting to come together, and I really wanted it primarily to start here in the home of the Lakota people, because I have a vision for this project to really reflect and magnify a marginalized voice of the Lakota people, but also Native people as well. And it's a moment to really create positive moments for others. And I think as artists, we're always really doing super great jobs at creating things that we can reflect on, that we understand, that we see happen, and we can celebrate individually. But as artists, I think now we can also do that for others. And when we have the opportunity to do that, I think it just takes on a life of its own. And a lot of really, really great things begin to happen.
So when you mentioned magnifying marginalized voices, I think about how difficult it can be to create art that's visual, that other people can see, if you're afraid of that art being criticized in the first place. And sometimes making art takes courage. Do you think so? Do you think art is courageous in some ways?
Definitely. Yeah. And I like the way you said that too, because it does take courage. You're going to share something that maybe only you see, or maybe only you felt. And a lot of the times as human people, I think we're always really vulnerable. There's a lot of moments that are special to us that we will only ever know. And maybe it's difficult for those to be shared. Maybe we overthink our moments, you know, our abilities, our gifts, what we have, and we feel like maybe we're not good enough to have those shared. So I think that creating art, it's taking that voice, it's taking that essence, and it's magnifying it to its largest scale. I think that you're going to be able to move beyond only just one sensation. You know, like when you speak, somebody can hear that. Maybe they can see your movement of your hands or your body language. But I think with art, you have the ability to really like be more grand. And I think that that's going to be more appealing to people's sensations. You know, maybe you have more of a experience, and maybe it goes off in a direction that you couldn't verbally put together. So I think that it does take a huge amount of courage. And I think that our best artists are always those ones who understand courage and aren't like blindly and foolishly like saying, oh, I don't care, I'm just going to try this out. But who understand it? This can be something, you know, I am scared, but you know what? I'm still going to do it. And I think that those are the great artists right there.
Yeah. Does that take community?
Sometimes I think it does.
Can that be done in isolation?
I think sometimes it could be both. I think a lot of the community engaged work is kind of still fresh. It's kind of barely catching on. I think a lot of people understand the individual artists. When we think about art, like even yourself, when I ask you, what do you think, or what is art? Maybe it's the individual who creates the masterpiece. How many times do people ever actually think, oh, it's what we do, you know?
Right, yeah, yeah. Why Buffalo Nation? Give me an idea of this, the significance, the broadness of that.
When I think about we and not I, for me, I think about community. And for me, my community is my oyate, my nation. That includes my family, my extended relatives, and a lot of the Lakota people. And for Lakota people, we are identified as Pte Oyate, which translates into the Buffalo Nation. And I think that that's a great example of how I can express the dynamics of community through this cultural lens. And for this project, emphasizing community, I thought that that Buffalo could be the starting point, could be our doorway, could be our vehicle for having a larger conversation that presents the Lakota identity, the Lakota significance, but then it also starts to bring in others who may be curious or who may be Buffalo Nation, but maybe just unaware. And what my goal is with this project is to show that all of us within this state, all of us within this region, we have a shared land, we have a shared time, we have shared memories, and we can talk about those things. And instead of creating some sort of confrontation or having any kind of guilt kind of arise, I would like us to kind of have a welcoming manner and kind of be underneath an umbrella and really kind of think critical about how we can be a community together, even if we're from different towns, different backgrounds. And that Buffalo Nation, I think a lot of people can possibly come to it feeling welcomed, because I think a lot of people, even nationally, recognize that buffalo as a symbol of what it means to belong. You know, this idea of nationality, whatever it may be, beyond being just only a citizen of this country, but being somebody who would be an ally, who would step up for one another, you know, in times of need or anything like that. And I think that that's always been our grassroots, our Ikche Oyate viewpoint. You know, here in South Dakota, that's what we still hold special. You know, a lot of us, no matter what little rural community we come from, we still believe that way. And I think that that's what is special and unique to us. And that's what I hope that this Buffalo Nation will show people on a larger platform. Yeah.
Give me an idea of what happens at Racing Magpie on Tuesday. What sort of activities, and you know, how do you translate this and invite people into this? Is it hands-on? Are we making art? Are there workshops? You know, what does it look like in a tangible sense?
So this is like one of the very first attempts at getting this off the ground and rolling. And what we have planned for Racing Magpie is going to start off with a community dialogue. So we'll have all of the community come together so that everybody's understanding that inclusivity is very key to what this is all about, and that everybody's voice is needed for what this is all going to be about. And once we were able to provide our voice in relation to one another and practice active listening so that we're listening to one another, we're not just kind of already starting to think in our minds when somebody else is speaking about what we're going to say next, but we're responding to one another. We're seeing how what somebody shared before, one of us who's going to have the opportunity to share, triggers our mind, and maybe that leads us into something where we're thinking. And what I'm hoping is that these thoughts, these conversations, then hold the keys and hold the base for what is the influence for the creation of the art forms. And these art forms can vary, and I hope they do when we progress with this project. But for Racing Magpie, we'll be doing two projects, arts related. One of them will be folding paper, and we'll be making small buffalo skulls, tiny buffalo skulls like I have in the studio with me. And then the other one will be doing some printmaking, monotype screen printing, where we can, I chose the screen printing and the monotype medium because I feel like anybody who doesn't have experience with art, people who, like we've mentioned, feel, you know, a little still fearful, who don't have that courage really yet, and who maybe just say, I can barely draw a stick, man. It doesn't matter. They can put any kind of mark down, and when we work collaboratively together and we help each other out as a community, we're going to create some really amazing artworks, and that's just because it's process. It's just tools, and I want to show people that that's what art is as well, too. A lot of the times we get a stigma associated that you have to be super, super talented or maybe go off to school, and that does, you know, bring a lot of privilege and a lot of wealth as well, too. But those things that are very unique, that something, that essence that's in everybody, that's what I'm trying to highlight and show that that's what we're working with. That's our tools, you know, that's our paintbrushes, stuff like that. But we'll also do some fun things, and everybody can have fun.
When you talk about the conversation and the dialogue and the active listening, and then into the, you know, when there's a point where you're using your hands and you're creating something, does that process, either in community or for you personally, does the process of tangibly doing something with your hands, whether it's a paintbrush or folding paper, does that make some of those boundaries and those resistances, is that a word, resistances, does that make the resistance fall away in some way? You've primed the pump, and then you've put something in their hands, and then, boy, a whole lot could happen there.
You figured it all out, Lori. You figured it all out. That's exactly what my little hidden agenda is that once we get people doing something, once we get somebody out of their comfort zone where they're kind of still a little bit on guard about, am I going to learn something I don't want to learn? Or am I going to be put on the spot to answer a question that I might freeze up on? It's like we're trying to break down those little areas of awkwardness, I guess you can say. But just getting people to do something, putting something in their hand, kind of instructing them so that they're working, you know, they're thinking with that kind of creative side of their mind, and they're not worried about answering A, B, and C on the test, you know. Yeah. They're getting something going, but then at the same time, they're still thinking about what dialogue was offered earlier, and they're still continuing on that dialogue. So a lot of what I'm going to hope to do is have people continue on their conversations with smaller groups and as collaboration. So like maybe groups of four or five, depending on how many participants we have, they'll be still talking about what they want to implement into this design for this print. Or maybe they're having a conversation about the buffalo skulls and sharing more about what the buffalo meant to them. Maybe somebody has a really, really profound oral story that they bring to the table. I don't know. Maybe somebody has a personal story of that time they cruised through Custer State Park and saw that one buffalo, you know. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm just hoping that these things can be prompted through thinking about that buffalo.
And then what happens, you know, and this is the beginning of something. There's more of a journey forward. What do you how far ahead do you think? Do you think right now, like, I'm going to do what is in front of me and then take the next step? Or do you think, okay, there's a 7-part journey here and this is what's going to, you know, roll out next? What is that process like for you?
Well, long term, I do envision that this has the room to really grow. And I mean, I'm always going to have to be welcoming for whatever might happen. Elements of chance are always going to be there. I have no set handle over all of this. It's just a concept that I believe in and I really want to share with everybody. But I also want it to become something that is a collective, and it's not just only me and my vision of what I think that this can be about. And I mean, if I'm going to help bring this to the people, I want the people to have ownership over everybody. So no matter what they have to offer, I think that that's going to be necessary for this to thrive, to exist, and to be remembered. But I think that long term, I would like to see it start out here first in the Black Hills area. You know, it was my intention to have it come home to the home of the Pateo Yate, the Black Hills region, and then start out in the Pine Ridge Reservation lands, Oglala Lakota lands, and then also share it with the Sichangu lands out in Rosebud Reservation, and then move north to our Lakota relatives up north. And then maybe it goes elsewhere. You know, this is just something that's going to start first with our identity, but then it can be shared with other tribes. And a lot of relatives of the different tribal nations, they also relied on that buffalo. So they're the buffalo nation as well, too. But I mean, even way back, all kinds of people relied on that buffalo. We didn't have, you know, Wendy's back then, you know. So as much as that would have been good.
Or maybe not, right? I guess it depends on how you feel about it.
But short term, too, is just what can we do now? You know, I mean, I'm always going to have to take these opportunities to learn as well, too. You know, I'm going to be learning as much as any other person as well too.